It is Latrice Nicole, and you are listening to Hustle Boss Repeat. So, how many of you guys run around like crazy? How many of you guys work a 9-to-5, get off, do something different, have not cooked a drop of dinner for your kids? How many of y'all work your 9-to-5, get off, go hustling, and ain't looked at your husband? Or you ain't looked at your wife? Or you ain't stopped and said, we ain't took a date night? So, that's what we want to talk about today. How to balance your side hustle with everything else you do. So, I'm just going to give you a little background on myself. So, I'm somebody who got 2,500 hustles. I do just about everything. I sell some stuff. I provide some services. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I sell Mary Kay. That's like one of my main things I've been doing for years. But I run a whole notary business. I'm an officiant. I deliver stuff for different companies. I'm a courier. Like, I do a lot of random stuff. And at the end of the day, I enjoy it. I'm kind of off, I guess. I have some ADD going on. But the more stuff I do, the more that I feel like I'm in tune. The more I feel like I'm doing something. It doesn't stress me out. Problem is that the people around me fills the void. Somebody's not eating. Somebody's not seeing my face. Somebody's feeling like they just ain't being loved on. I don't notice it half the time. I had to stop and I had to start realizing that I had to balance work and life. Because people need me and I can have all the money in the world. I love seeing money hit my bank account. I love seeing those deposits come in weekly. I love somebody calling me talking about they need some Mary Kay and I get it to them as soon as possible. But me running every day to deliver a product or to deliver a Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever else I do or you do, what you can't get back is the time with your family, the time with your husband, the time with your kids, the time with your siblings and parents that might have just want to hang out with you for a few minutes. The time you get with yourself because you ain't even stopping to take a vacation or a girl's day or a dude's day. I don't know what y'all call y'all days. What do dudes call day time? Because, you know, we have girl time. And, I mean, y'all have bro time? I'm not for sure. But you have to stop and you have to do that for yourself. You have to get into a place where work is not on your mind. This is a requirement. So if you're listening to this, I'm not just blowing hot smoke at you. It's a requirement. You're required with all your hustling, all your bossing, to stop and figure out how you can balance out your work time. Whether you work one business on certain days, you work a 9-to-5 every day, but when you get off in the evening, there got to be certain days that's dedicated to certain things. And then other days where sometimes you just stop and relax, reflect, and work towards the next day. But I had a few topics and ideas and tips that I want to share. I have millions of them that I use now to keep myself balanced. But I wanted to share some with you today that hopefully can get your business even growing. Because in the midst of you not working, it gives you time to think. Think on how you want to scale up your hustle. You don't always got to do 101 things that you may be doing. It may be something you need to do now, but it's not something you need to do forever. So you have to stop sometime and reflect on what's going on. If it ain't making you no money, stop doing it. If it's making you a lot of money, do more of it. But find out how you can make it easy for you. And there's so many ways to make things easier for you. So, number one, learn how to delegate effectively. If you don't know what that means, look up the word delegate. There's probably a whole bunch of different definitions for it. But truly, what it is saying is find other people to help you with the stuff you got going on. I know as an entrepreneur, it's your business, you know, so you feel like I have to do it. I have to be in charge of it. I have to see it from A to Z because that's my name. That's my business. That's me on it. Well, it is, but Every business needs a strong-minded person to lead. You have to step back sometime and find you a good person to work with you, or as a family member, or just a good person that can do things for you when you're not available. Hire you a staff. You can get you a virtual assistant to help do a lot of things in your business and don't even pay them a lot. You're not even paying them hourly. You could pay them by activity that they do for you, but it's taking something off your plate. Whether it's just checking your emails or returning telephone calls or anything like that, sending out invoices. If you're not doing that, you have extra time to just go out there and hang out with your family and your kids, and you know your business is still working. Number two, automatically block out times in your calendar. If you don't have a calendar, find a calendar. I use Google Calendars on my phone. I go in, I have certain pop-ups that pop up that just says me time. When I see that, what I know is I need to stop. I need to stop and do something. Mine is usually Friday evenings. When it goes off, what that tells me is this is time for me to stop and spend some time with me. Whether it's just go home, run me some bath water, sit there in the bathtub. Because usually I jump in the shower and I'm in and I'm out. But take you a bath, pour you a little glass of wine, turn on the music on your phone, sit there for a minute, enjoy yourself for a while. That is me time. Burn you some candles, get you some incense, whatever you do that kind of just gives you that peace. That's what you need to do. It ain't got to be all night long. You can give you that for an hour and a half. But while you're doing that, it gives you time to reflect on what you need to do. Number three. If you're on social media and you run any kind of business where people are constantly in your inbox, I've just learned this recently. Facebook does it. You can go out and research something called Messenger bots. What they do is you automate your social media. If somebody sends you a message, they get an email back. Oh my God, these allergies is killing me here in Texas. But they get a response back from you. And your customers think they're talking to you. And it gives you a little bit of time to, you know, come back. Sometimes the Autobots or Messenger bots are sending people directly to your webpage. If you sell a product online, somebody goes to your website, think about the random questions you get asked on a regular basis. Like, what's your location? Do you have a website? How do you find your website? All that stuff you can automate. Somebody goes to your website or somebody clicks on your page, on your Facebook page, it'll pop up. Do you have any questions? And they say yes. And they just click on something. And it'll say, what is it? And then you see whatever their most asked questions you get, you put in there. It's going to save your life. It's going to save you some time. It's going to get you back the time that you feel like you're missing. Number four, get your family involved. Get your family involved in the things that you do. If you're in a soap making business, get your family involved in making different soaps. Let them enjoy what you're doing. Because in your mind, it's work, it's money. Work, money, money, money. But guess what? Before it was work and money, this was probably your hobby and you did it for fun. So incorporate your family into your business. Keep the fun going. Let them see that what you're doing is fun so that they want to help you out and they want to spend time with you while you're out here doing you. While you're out here doing your business, why not make your business the family business? And everybody understands it. They respect it. They help you. It's right back to number one, delegate. You can delegate something to a family member who just enjoys what you're doing. And they can earn some money. If you got some teenagers, get your teenagers to come out and help you. Tell them you need some help. You know, I have a friend, like I said, she makes soaps. And her kids and everybody, they have joined in. She give her kids the option to make different soaps. They name them for her. people are buying soaps created by her children, and she loves it. They love it. They earn a little money from it. So they want to keep helping her, which she don't have to work as much. Instead of her being up all night making a whole bunch of soap, she's making half of the soap because she got two kids who's making some soap with her. And all she's doing is splitting the budget. I mean, splitting the profits with them. And they're happy because they're making some money. She's happy because she's spending time with them. And then two, she's finishing up faster making her soaps because she got that help. You just got to sit and get help. Stop thinking that your business needs 100% of just you. You can bring in people. If you cut grass, get you a partner. You don't have to be killing yourself. And then my last one. Schedule some fun. You got to stop some time and laugh and enjoy. On your day trips out, go see a movie. Go to a comedy show. Something that's going to give you a reason to just stop, forget about the hustle and bustle in life, and just give you some time to laugh, you know, get you a drink, hang out, because that's what keeps you healthy. Work-life balance keeps you healthy. It's going to keep your business thriving, and it's going to keep you a healthy, happy boss. You don't want to wake up one day and realize you hate everything you're doing because you've taken the fun out of business. You've taken the fun out of hustling. You've taken the fun out of being a boss. Always go back to what brought you into being a boss and a hustler and keep repeating that. Incorporate that back in. We had a conversation the other day about just starting out boss. How you just starting out being a hustler, starting out being a business owner. If you're in the beginning stages of your business right now, what you need to do is start incorporating this into your business now, because what it becomes is the norm. If you've been in business for years and you don't remember the last time that you just went out and hung out, you need to start incorporating that in. If you haven't seen a movie in a long time, you need to go see a movie where you just stop, black out some time, go do something. If your kids is missing meals, find it where you stop and you cook something. Crock-pot meals, meal prep. There's a lot of stuff you can do that yet you don't have to be in the kitchen all day. You don't have to be in the house all day, but you gotta have that work balance. Go in when it comes to working in your house, vacuuming, simple chores. Do something different every day. 30 minutes, but keep doing something, because you don't want to look up and now you're living in a pigsty. You don't want to look up and your husband and left you. My husband told me when I first started doing Mary Kay, if you don't find yourself at home, you're going to find yourself by yourself with your makeup. He said that, and at first I got mad. I was like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm going to find myself by myself with this makeup. But then I realized that he was right. You know, how many times is a person going to sit and accept the fact that you don't pay them any goddamn mind no more? That you ain't at home, not ever. Because, I mean, ladies, gentlemen out there, there's always somebody out there who can be you. So don't think that nobody can be you. They can. Now, you're your own self. But anybody can be your husband's wife. Anybody can be your wife's husband. And you look up and it's only because you're just not there. You watched your business so hard that you stopped watching your family. You stopped watching the needs of your family. You stopped watching what your husband needed. And now your husband has moved on. Or your wife has moved on and you don't have anything. You're by yourself with your products. You by yourself with the soap. You by yourself with your Mary Kay. You by yourself with your Avon. You by yourself with your dance classes. You all by yourself. Whatever you do, fill in your business. I do blank. Do I want to find myself by myself with blank? Do I want to share blank with my family? And that's what you need to do. I always work on having this life work balance. I promise you, you will be happier. Your business will make more money because people will see in your face that you have so much enjoyment and excitement in you just doing what you love to do. So, work your goals. We talked about yesterday to start with the end in mind. So while you're out here planning your goals to the end that you're trying to get, whatever your end result is, start factoring in the little stuff. Factoring in your family. Factoring in your kids. Factoring in your husband. Factoring in everything that in return is going to make your business, your life very happy. And you're going to be well-rounded. You're not going to be stressed. You're not going to be running. You're not going to be unhappy. You're not going to be coming home and just sitting on your couch and passing out because you've taken the time. If you're in a direct sales company, don't go out and deliver stuff every single day of your life. Set boundaries and times that you're going to delegate stuff out. Set calendars for yourself. Work your business smart. Work smart, not hard. So that is what I wanted to get on. I've been on for a long time. This is like topping my whole podcast and stuff. You said I'd be on for about 5 or 10 minutes. But this is a topic that really hits home with me because I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm somebody's daughter. I'm somebody's friend. And the one thing that always sounds bad is when a person needs you and you're nowhere to be found. Or they've called you and you just didn't answer the phone because you were stuck doing business stuff. And they really needed you. Your husband needed you that day. Your kids needed you. And you were just so thrown off and so off in your head trying to chase a dollar that you didn't even pay attention to it. Or you wake up one day and you're in the house by yourself because your spouse had packed up everything and left. And you didn't notice the little signs that was going on that led them to leaving. People give signs. I don't want that to be you. So take what I'm saying and apply it to your life. Well, it's time for me to end this. I am Latrice Nicole, and I want you to always come back and listen to Hustle, Boss, Repeat. Save my podcast as one of your favorites and keep coming back because I'm going to keep bringing great content to you to help your business grow. And you'll just learn a little bit about me and some of the stuff I'm into. Go back and look at some of the other stuff that I do. I love life. I run around with kids. I'm into trying to be healthy at the same time. So around amongst bossing and entrepreneuring and hustling, I'm always trying to be a healthy person. I'm out taking walks, trying to be keto. It always works and then don't work. I get to about day 15. You can go back and read some of my you can go back and look at some of my other stuff. But enjoy today, because tomorrow's not promised. I'll be talking to y'all soon. Bye.